This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on combating digital arrest and related malpractices by cyber criminals. The participants are Nishant Kumar, Director, Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, and Alok Rai, Akashvani correspondent.
The Ministry of Home Affairs has recently issued a warning that cyber criminals posing as government officials are trapping unsuspecting citizens in their fraudulent nets. These scammers threaten individuals with arrest demanding money or personal information. To discuss this and the measures being taken to combat such malpractices, we have with us Director of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, I4C, Sri Nishant Kumar. Thank you for joining us, sir. Sir, could you explain what digital arrest scams are and how they operate?
Recently, we have seen a surge in a type of modus operandi of cyber criminals, in which these cyber criminals are posing as law enforcement agency officials like, you know, police personnel, customs, CBI, IB, and even TRAI. So they normally call a citizen, and then they are telling that there some parcel has been received which is having illegal items like drugs, like multiple SIMs and other things. So they intimidate the citizen whom they are calling, and then they ask them to remain in front of their eyes online. And when the person says that, please do not arrest me like this, then they say at least then you have to switch on your Skype or your online devices, and then you have to be seated in front of the eyes of those fake police officials or those fake enforcement agency officials. They are also creating a studio type of environment where video call comes and the victim sees that it's real police is sitting in some police station, and then they are keeping an eye on them. So they remain confined inside their homes only, but in front of a digital device where they are monitored through a webcam. So this type of arrest has been given the name of this digital arrest, which is used by these cyber fraudsters. And now in recent times, we have seen surge in this type of modus operandi. So we issued that circular or that advisory. One more thing I'd like to add here. When these fraudsters or criminals, cyber criminals, they are posing as a police official, then they also use one more tactics where they are calling the person and telling that they are from a police or in law enforcement agency. And they say that some of the victims, near or dear ones, they have committed some crime and they are under their arrest. For example, a father can get a call that your son has committed a crime like a rape or some other type of activity like stealing some drug and got arrested. And they have been arrested and kept in the police station. So they ask the father that you have to give some certain amount of money in lieu of getting his son released. So this is what is happening. So besides digital arrest, these fake police officials or fake custom IB, CBI people, they are duping the people from their money in this way also, like calling that their near and dear ones are under arrest. And also one more thing I'd like to add here, that with AI and deep fake things, which has become very, you know, common for people to use, they are also mimicking the voice of the victim's relatives. So that a father, when gets a call that his son is arrested, they also make him listen some voice which pretends, which appears like it is his son who is calling. So people get easily fooled or defrauded by this technique.
Sir, what should someone do if they receive such a call or a message?
The person should, first of all, what happens, they are taking benefit or advantage of a person getting frightened or getting in under panic. So first thing is that we should not lose our cool. We should be patient and try to first ascertain the claim that the person is making. Like suppose he says that your son is under arrest. First, we should try to call to my son or to his near and dear ones who are there. Suppose his remote area means maybe studying in a college in Bangalore, then either you call your son. If he's not reachable, you can call his friend and try to find out whether he's really under arrest or not. Because many times, most of the time, that the person whom they are talking about is safe, we are getting in under the trap of those criminals. So first thing, we do not need to lose our cool. Second is, we should try to ascertain the facts that they are claiming. Suppose you have not sent a parcel, then how can your parcel get caught somewhere? And the real police or any other enforcement agency, they do not call and ask money on telephone. So you should understand that these are some fake things which are happening. So you should be wise enough and patient enough, and then you should take informed decision. Do not get panicked. This is the first thing. And then second is, like, when you get some idea that the call is suspicious, the person calling maybe a fraudster or a cyber criminal, then you have to simply block that number and go on our website, which is www.cybercrime.gov.in. This is the same website where you are lodging a complaint if any untoward incident happens with you, some of your money is lost or some type of cyber attack happens, a cyber crime happens with you. In that case, you have to go and lodge a complaint on this www.cybercrime.gov.in. On the same website, we have activated one tab which is called Report Suspect. So you go click on Report Suspect and then you will get option to enter the phone number which is calling you, or even if you are getting a call from a WhatsApp number or a Facebook profile or a website, you can enter all this, any such type of information there, and based on that, our law enforcement agencies will take proper action against that.
Sir, are there any more signs that can help identify these scams?
If you go on looking at the modus operandi, then these modus operandi are changing every day. Sometime you get click and earn. Sometime you get money sitting at home. Sometime you get double your money and an investment scam, which we call.
Right,
so if you go in the root cause, you will find that there are 2-3 major things which these criminals are exploiting. And these are our weaknesses of human, normal human weaknesses. Like, first is greed. If you think that I can earn money in a very easy and very quick manner, then some offer comes to you which looks too good to be true. In that case, we should understand that there can be a cyber, it can be a tactics of a cyber criminal. So we should be alert and try to check the facts of any such claim. So wherever they are, you can see there is an online post or online offer which is exploiting the greed inside us. We should be alerted. Second is, if you feel that these offers or online calls, they are exploiting the fear under us, like we talked about digital arrest. We talked about this fake parcel scam, or your near and dear one got arrested, or even sometime we get that by today evening your electricity will go off because you have not paid the bill, despite the fact that you have paid it. So in these cases, they are trying to exploit the fear inside you. So whenever such type of thing happens, you should be alerted, and then you should go and check the facts first instead of getting panicked and paying the money. Third is alertness. Like if you get a video call from unknown numbers, then you should try to avoid taking up those calls, because in those video calls, most of the times they are doing some untoward activities, and then the video call screenshot is recorded and you are victim of sextortion. We should be careful in this way, that if an online offer is coming, you should see if it is too good to be true, it is exploiting your fear, your greed or your carelessness. In those cases, these are signs of cyber crimes.
Sir, what are some of the proactive steps that IFOC is taking to prevent such scams?
Awareness is the first line of defense. So we are trying to aware the citizens, alert. We are running a social media handle called CyberDost. So if you go on any platform, you will find CyberDost there. I'll request the citizens and whoever are the listeners that they and their all their relatives near and dear, they should join and follow the CyberDost, because here what we are doing, all these type of latest modus operandi of cyber criminals or any other information which can safeguard the citizen from these cyber crimes, we are posting those regularly and well ahead of time we're trying to do that, number one. Number two, if suppose a citizen gets victim, unfortunately he becomes a victim of cyber fraud, in that case we have our National Cyber Crime Helpline number 1930, which we have activated with the help of all the state police. So what you have to do, a person has to immediately try to, any financial loss, if you are occurring, your account is debited of money or you are losing some money, in that case immediately try, as early as possible, you should try to call on 1930 and lodge a complaint. And third thing, any type of cyber crime you are facing, we have activated one cyber crime helpline portal, www.cybercrime.gov.in. You have to go and lodge the complaint there. It's not necessarily that you have to visit a cyber thana and then you have to lodge an FIR. You just need to anywhere you are. So it comes to the respected enforcement agency and they will take proper action. So these three things we are doing right now for the safety of the citizen. And we are also, IFOC is doing multiple ways, like it is also empowering our state police by sharing the intelligence, the data and technical support to investigate and fight these type of cyber crimes. So all these activities we are taking, besides training our, you know, the capacity building of our police forces and all those things, that's on behalf of Ministry of Home Affairs, all these activities we are taking here.
Sir, can you tell our listeners, can the public help in the fight against such cyber crimes? Can there be any contribution from their side?
If somebody is smart enough and he can guide other people also, like see this type of frauds are happening, try to safeguard, try to be alert. So first thing is that any person who is well aware, he should make his near and dear ones and his neighbors and everybody as far as possible alert, and so the cyber crime can be prevented. Second is, like, if they want to join us, we have also opened one cyber volunteer framework where the person can apply and join us as a cyber volunteer. In that case, what happens? We have made three categories. If he wants to spread awareness, he can join as an awareness promoter, cyber volunteer. Or if he is a cyber expert, then he can join as a cyber security expert with us. Or third is like unlawful content flagging. Like if he finds somewhere on the social media or where that there is some illegal thing is posted, he can flag that content. He can let us know. So in these ways, he can join as a cyber volunteer with I4C and then he can work, means contributing on his part. So this is one way we have opened a door for the common citizen to work for in the institution.
Sir, after filing the complaint, sir, what is the resolution process after that? Like, is there any particular timeline, sir, for a resolution cases?
It is basically an investigation process. Like, suppose somebody has lost money, he has filed a complaint. What immediately we can do, the best part is that in case of financial losses, we are in constant touch with the, you know, banks and all the financial institutions. So what we try to do, we try to freeze the money which is going in the hand of fraudsters as early as possible. So in that case, this is the first action that we take. Second is like, if it depends upon the nature of the complaint and what is the, you know, complexity of the complaint, the investigations are done by the police, local police, the state police. So we forward that depending upon the, you know, nature of the and severity of the cases, the time can be varied in taking the, but of course you can track, you know, because you get an acknowledgement number on the portal. And based on that number, you can always track the status of your, either through the local police and where the case is registered. It goes automatically. You are posting on the portal, but it goes to the local police where it is being investigated. So the person can get a track of that, what is happening in his case. So in this way, it is done.
Sir, are there other institutions like, say, RBI also helping I4C or other law enforcement agencies in tackling such cases, sir?
Yes, see, whenever a such type of case happens, depending upon the nature of the case, it depends like who all are involved. Like banks are for financial fraud, if you say. Banks and RBI are always in constant touch with us because RBI, you know, issues guidelines for banks. Now banks are having mule accounts and where fraudsters are using to park the money. So we are identifying with the banks and then we are trying to close those mule accounts. For that, whatever actions have to be taken are taken by the banks, and RBI helps us in by issuing the guidelines, which we give them the necessary recommendations based on that. The RBI is issuing guidelines. Similarly, TRAI is there. Department of Telecommunication is there because these crimes are mostly committed through phones, mostly mobile phones and other things. So keeping a track of that and then getting those SIMs blocked. Similarly, the social media intermediaries like Google is there now. Most of the fake apps are sometimes available through, say, Google Play Store. We are informing Google and Google is immediately taking down those apps from their Play Stores. Similarly, other social media intermediaries are there. So I think it's a total, you know, we are various stakeholders. I4C is basically, you know, cybercrime coordination center. So we are basically coordinating these activities along with the help of local police and all these agencies. And then it is a collaborative work which is helping us to help our citizen and saving their precious money at reputation.
Certainly, sir. But sir, before we conclude, any final words for our listeners?
What I would like to say, I'll try to summarize, the cyber criminals are doing nothing. They are sitting at a distance location and they are trying to exploit our weaknesses like our fear, our greed and, you know, our carelessness. So we should be very careful when we are sitting online. And then any offer which is looking too good to be true or which is causing panic or fear into it, it's showing some urgency. So that do it immediately. In that case, you should be doubly sure. So try to be smart, wise, patient, and then first check the facts, then proceed. So this will keep you safe from cyber criminals. Unfortunately, if you become a victim, always remember two things. One is 1930, the cybercrime helpline number where you have to call immediately. Second one is www.cybercrime.gov.in, our portal where you have to lodge a complaint. And last, not the least, I'd like to say that you have to follow, you should follow the CyberDose social media handle of I4C MHA, which is available on all the social media platforms. So we hope that our citizen will be safe from the cyber criminals.
Sir, thank you for joining us today and enlightening us on the topic of combating digital arrest and related malpractices by cyber criminals. Listeners, let's stay alert and safeguard our digital lives.
You were listening to a discussion on combating digital arrest and related malpractices by cyber criminals. The participants were Nishant Kumar, Director, Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, and Alok Rai, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.